Let's talk about Africa Communications Week, what exactly it is hoping to achieve and why we observe a whole week looking at African comms.
Zikona, I think what we're trying to do as we celebrate the Africa Month, which is May, but in particular this week we'll be celebrating the Africa Day. The Africa Communications Week is a awareness week where we elevate the profession itself of communicators and professional journalism, and also anybody who reports on stories on Africa. We raise the awareness, we try and celebrate some of the success stories around Africa, because we believe that the story of Africa can only be told when we do these kinds of celebrating some of those success stories, but also being transparent on some of the challenges that we continue to have. So this week, we are co-hosting it with the Brand South Africa. We will be having a whole range of experts who will be talking about what is it that is out there, as the theme you had saying that is what next for the communication profession. So we basically want to learn from each other, but also to hear from what is out there, particularly on the digital space, mm-hmm. because this is how South Africans and also the world is taking the direction in terms of sharing information.
Now, I think it's quite befitting that we'd have this conversation with you after I just spoke to DUT lecturer Phumelele Zondi. I mean, he's been on social media just like a lot more other people as an outcry of how the media will communicate around black bodies. There is an outbreak of monkeypox in a different part of the world, but they will use African bodies to sort of communicate that message on various platforms. Let's talk a little bit about that, Sis Phumla, and how this theme for this year, which is ahead of the curve, then plays into changing narratives of that nature.
I'm glad you're also mentioning that. I didn't hear the earlier conversation, but one of the reasons we are talking about transformation in the sector is precisely things like those, that we continue to face challenges. Yes, journalism has come a long way, but we still have a lot of stereotypes in the environment. And until we confront them openly and engage, because in some cases, people just seem to be saying, yeah, this is how it's done, yeah, and that's it, yeah, and not really get bothered. And it's topics like this and exposing the racism for what it is, because in some cases people will say, no, this is how the marketing wants it, this is how we package it, but it's hidden racism,
yeah,
and we have to call it for what it is. And it goes also to the issue of saying, how do we tell the story of the continent? I think we were saying this morning as we were deliberating, the story of saying South Africa is a failed continent is a story that some people enjoy. And as a result, they will not see even the progress that the continent is doing. And it is up to us as practitioners from this continent taking charge in telling our story, but also calling racism for what it is. When we confront it, and I think I'm glad if you're saying Phumelele was talking about that, because that's what we should be saying, that we should not allow it. We should raise it from the moment it rears its head, because that's the only way we can build social cohesion in this country.
And on that note of calling things out when they do rear their ugly heads, social media has become a great vehicle for doing that. But social media also has its pros and cons, Sis Phumla. What sort of changes has social media brought to the sector in your view?
This morning we had a representative from Facebook, to be exact. And we were quite encouraged with what social Facebook is doing to try and deal with the issues of social cohesion, to deal with the issues of gender-based violence. Because indeed, for as long as the social media is not going to be held accountable with the do's and don'ts that build the nation and build the continent, we will also be found wanting. And I think we were very encouraged with Facebook in telling us what are they doing to deal with the issues of hate speech in their platform, to deal with the issues of perpetuating gender stereotypes in their platform. And I think if we can have more of those owners of those platforms taking responsibility, because it cannot be our only responsibilities. They are making money in these platforms, and they should be held accountable in terms of what they put out there that perpetuates racism and pulling down our continent as we try and pull ourselves out of this environment.